This session, November 2022, has begun. Truthfully, we are all, everyone here, and everyone we meet in the midst of session. In the midst of a session that we call life, death. Session is not something extra. Nevertheless, it's important for us from time to time to do session. To make a point of doing session. But because it's not something extra, that is why and how this session is possible. This session today, which is doing what we do throughout our life, to stand, to sit, to walk, to lie down, to work, to eat, to sleep. And yet, session, this session, is not at all like the life that most of us lead. How not? In session, we maintain zazening, experiencing, being this moment. Hopefully, we make an appropriate practice effort that's called for when we notice self-talking, when we notice engaging in looking around. When we sense entangling in emotion thought, or find ourselves in the midst of that emotion thought stream, or simply spacing out in various ways. This is why in session we make a point of maintaining non-talking, non-looking around, non-socializing. How do we maintain this? By living our life practice, by nurturing this moment. This requires our appropriate effort as needed. This is what session is. Ordinary activities of the everyday session life in this session. The ordinary activities of being human, which we all engage in. And yet, which we often unfortunately miss. So we have various forms that help remind, support, nurture, and encourage us. But it's up to us to welcome and embrace, embody these forms. Some of it is simple, bowing to the altar, bowing to Buddha, bowing to our seat, bending down to sit on zafu or seat. But it's important not to forget that the session continues both in our life and in this session when bending down to sit on the toilet. Don't miss that. Don't miss the various forms, whether they're so-called bowing to the altar, bending down, or various other forms of the human activity that manifest this Buddha life that we are, whether sitting or lying down to sleep. Practice, that word is a way to name, to encourage, and support us in the ordinary activities of our life. There's no need to say practice. And yet, it's important and valuable to say practice. So we know that it is what we do, even when we wipe our ear. Not something extra. Exactly this ordinary life as you, each of us, does this. Not in some special way. Though there are forms that sometimes help us. Help us to remember when that remembering is necessary. Help us to notice when that noticing is necessary. And it's in the simple forms of our everyday life. And it's in noticing the various emotion, thought, entanglements that arise. In a way, our life is happiness, if I say such a thing, or sheer happiness. And yet, the suffering, unsatisfactoriness, but that appears, seems like it's our life, but it's only what we get because of what we do in entangling, in emotion, thought, clinging, and various other things that we believe are necessary, vital, important, an integral part of our life, and yet, which blind us to this moment. Session is the opportunity to notice and let go of the blinders every time they arise in the day. Being attentive, we discover what, when, how we are doing. What, why, when we are listening to and believing thoughts that arise, feelings that arise. As we know very well in our life, when we believe what we think and say, believe our stories about so-called feelings and beliefs, and even worse, listen to what others say and do, what we assume they think, believe, know, etc., then this, if I use a word, joyousness or happiness or this that we are, is covered over, is missed. See, all we need to do to be this happiness, if I use that word, is to cease this listening, believing. or to notice it so that we can allow it to cease of itself. To notice how we resist this moment. And do what's called for. The forms of the session are to enable and support us. To notice, to help us notice and make the effort when all sorts of self-centered stuffs are there right in front of us and we're taking them in. This experiencing allows us to so-called clean this up as it arises and appears, to wipe ourselves from this. Sometimes session is so-called easy. Everything seems to be flowing, so to speak. That's wonderful. Sometimes session seems like, if you excuse the expression, shoveling shit. Of course, this means our shit and the shit we accept from others. When that's so, please take care of that when that appears. But no need to go looking for any of this. There's no such thing. And yet, when it appears, that's what we get to take care of. But as I said, session nurtures and supports us. The forms of session, the practice with others, whether in so-called real time or virtually, enables us, supports us, nurtures us in being who we are, in being this universe life. This, if I use the word, collected mind of Buddha, that is our mind. Since you and everyone you meet, whether in session or elsewhere, is exactly this Buddha life. So take good care of it. Thank you.